33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Happy weekend to you. As anyone in the Panhandle will tell you, we are in the thick of wildfire season in just southeast of Amarillo in Armstrong County. A blaze called the Mallard Fire has consumed over 75,000 acres. It's mostly contained now, but this time last Friday, the flames were so out of control they even affected the weather. Yeah, that's right. You heard right. The Mallard Fire hit a sweet spot of time, place, and intensity to create what's called a pyrocumulus cloud. It's an exceptionally rare weather phenomenon that caught the attention of Dr. Stephen Beda. He's the Science and Operations Officer at the Amarillo Office of the National Weather Service. Dr. Beda, welcome to the Texas Standard.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Take us through what happened last Friday that formed this particular type of cloud.
So you had a rapidly expanding wildfire known as the Mallard Fire in Hutchinson County that was rapidly increasing in size and had a very large area of intense heat coming from it. And when it comes to the atmosphere, anytime you get something that's hotter than its surroundings, it has this natural tendency to rise. And wildfires, of course, have extreme heat that emanate from it.
Right.
And because the atmospheric conditions were favorable for it, we ended up becoming a pyrocumulonimbus cloud, which is basically a thunderstorm that is generated from a fire.
Good Lord. Have you seen anything like this before? Or how common is this?
This is an extremely rare situation. Now, in fact, the last known instance of a pyrocumulonimbus cloud becoming a thunderstorm occurred on August 23rd of 2000.
Wow.
With a fire in the Black Hills of South Dakota. That is the last known instance, at least on the high plains that I'm aware of. And for our office, this is probably the first known instance in recent memory of a wildfire producing a severe thunderstorm.
Did you get to see it firsthand as this was all happening?
Yeah, I was out taking pictures that day of the smoke plume. And I actually captured the pyrocumulonimbus as it was becoming established. And you could actually see an anvil that looks as if it was a thunderstorm itself, in which it became one. We started receiving reports of lightning with this cloud, and it turned into a rather intense thunderstorm that continued towards the northeast. It ended up going into Wheeler County. In fact, we ended up getting a 1-inch hail report in Wheeler, Texas from it.
What was going through your head as you were taking these pictures, knowing what you know about how rare an event like this was?
I was surprised, to say the least. I've normally seen features such as this in the Intermountain West because terrain tends to help funnel warmer air and that smoke up a mountain and help create these pyrocumulus or cumulonimbus clouds. Seeing it on such flat land like here in the high plains was unexpected. But the biggest thing was that it was burning in Palo Duro Canyon, which is the second largest canyon system in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It basically had a chimney effect as quickly as it was growing up some of the walls of the canyon. And that was what we figured helped produce this pyrocumulonimbus cloud that day.
It's remarkable. So normally you'd think that a storm might help tamp down the wildfire, but you mentioned this is a thunderstorm, so you have lightning going on. Did it make things worse? What was the impact for responders?
So for the responders immediately on the fire, thankfully, the cloud had moved away from the fire, but unfortunately, one of the distinguishing factors of a pyrocumulonimbus cloud is that it doesn't have a lot of precipitation with it because it's mostly working off of the smoke and particles in the atmosphere to create the lightning. So what ended up occurring was that outside of the hail report, we ended up having enough lightning strikes to spark up to 12 wildfires along the path of this thunderstorm. And so it created more of a headache for first responders who were not only dealing with a very large wildfire near Palo Duro Canyon, but it also created more fires along its path.
I was trying to think, since this is a relatively rare occurrence in the high plains, I guess you don't have to worry about this too much. But if, in fact, this were to become a more frequent event, it seems like this could be a real nightmare if you're trying to contain a fire. Is there anything that can be done to sort of channel the energy there to prevent something like this from occurring?
Well, unfortunately, as the case was on this event, wildland firefighters were having an extremely difficult time controlling the fire itself. The only way that you could prevent something like this occurring is getting a fire under control, or at least trying to keep the size of the fire from growing large enough to produce pyrocumulus or pyrocumulonimbus clouds. So the only way that you could stop these is through firefighting efforts. And on this day, it wasn't a very good day for them to fight fires just because of the atmospheric conditions. It was kind of a windy day. It was extremely dry. The atmosphere above it was unstable, or as the term may be, that warmer air has a greater tendency to rise and cause thunderstorms that day.
Dr. Stephen Beta is the Science and Operations Officer at the Amarillo Office of the National Weather Service. Dr. Beta, thanks so much for your time.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure talking with you.